This recording was made at the second Asia-Pacific OutGames Human Rights Conference, held in Wellington, New Zealand in March 2011.
I'm Barry Taylor and I'm the conference convener, so my job is to oversee the whole conference, organising the conference.
That's been a few years in the making, hasn't it?
Yes, 2 years since Hamish twisted my arm and I foolishly said yes, but yes.
What's that been like?
I describe it as like trying to do a PhD. Sometimes you loved it and other times you've absolutely hated it. But the last 2 days has just made it everything so worthwhile. But even in doing that, the group that came together from Wellington people to organize it, all the different organizations who have organized the different streams, has been a really great experience. There's been, people have worked together to bring this to what we've had the last few days.
How many people have been on the organising committee?
There was a core group of 12, which we called the oversight group. So that was representatives from each stream. But in all, there would have been about 20 who have contributed to the organising of the event.
And this was all volunteer work?
All volunteers. All of us got other jobs. So it was incredible generosity of people and the time.
So how much time personally would you have actually spent on this conference?
It depends, but much of my waking hours sometimes and many of my holidays and weekends have been involved. Even if it's not actually doing it, it's thinking about it and what needs to be done. But certainly in the last 5 months, it's taken up a lot of my time.
What have some of the issues been in putting together this conference?
Well, once again, I think, it was just trying to get the range of networks outside New Zealand. So, and that's been a discussion here, is that there has been no umbrella organisation. So it's very hard to try and get the word out, particularly around Asia and that, trying to identify keynote speakers that were representative. So it wasn't just all sort of males from New Zealand sort of thing. That was a challenge. The other one, of course, although we've been greatly rewarded in terms of funding, was actually getting funding to enable particularly people from Asia and Pacific to be here. So it was truly a representative conference.
What are the keys to a successful conference?
I think it's about creating the space where people stories or their work is heard, so that I think it has been about clear ideas about what you want out of it and conveying that to the people. It's about communicating and making people feel welcomed, and that's what we've tried to do in our hospitality and in the lead-up to the conference. But I think is our responsiveness, so we try and respond as soon as possible to queries so that people feel that they're being valued and that what they will be doing at the conference is valuable.
Can you talk about the last 2 days? So we're 2 days into the conference now. How have they been?
They've just been mind-blowing. Look, I've organised lots and lots of conferences over the years, international and such like. And I was just sharing this with one of the speakers. I think the power of it has been because it's personal, like a lot of my conferences are professional, but this was also about me as a person. And that's what's been so great, the stories. Not only the last 2 days, but the pre-conference Transhui, over 100 people there, just powerful stories. And once again, it's just people coming up to me from the different countries, grateful because of the scholarships, like the one person from Korea, and just being overwhelmed by the experience of what it's been, so life-changing for people, And it's, once again, it's the experience of people coming together, and I think that's the value of conferences. We can talk about cyber conferencing and the importance of that, but it's people, you know, that face-to-face you can never underestimate.
What are the things that you will take away from this?
I'll take away, once again, the importance of, at times, people coming together to be strengthened. A lot of the people are working in isolation. And so the importance of doing that, once again, stories of horror about what has gone on, for instance, trans people in Fiji, that is close, but we never hear about what's been going, these invisible stories, and yet this, the importance of those, and also, I suppose, just this generous goodwill and spirit here that I won't forget for a long time.
Have you noted any kind of similarities between people from different countries in terms of their experiences? Have there been similar stories, or have there been differences?
I think there has been, once again, this. It has been the experience of how at times ignorance and prejudice have affected people. And I think particularly the influence of religion and what we've seen is the influence of American evangelicals across the Pacific and in Asia influencing local social debates about these issues. But also what is the theme is this, and as with much human right, this dogged passion and determination not to be beaten by that, the kind of the mana that people and pride that people stand. And I think it's when anyone finally makes that statement, becomes grounded in who they are, then you cannot be stopped. And I think that has been important. But once again, what I think, and that's been the value of the sharings, like in the plenary this morning, the diversity of Pacific, Aboriginal, and then from Asia, is that we also cannot just say we're all one. The cultural context we must understand, and I think that's been really rich here.
How many delegates all up?
There's 315 people were registered, so that's and just about everyone's been here. So yeah.
And can you describe the vibe, the feeling of this?
Once again, you know, just it's been everyone who's been coming up to me saying it's just been a really positive vibe. We've been even getting feedback from the convention centre. People said it's been a wonderful feeling at this conference. And I think what people, once again, it's been just a real sense of generosity and a sense that excitement because it's our stories being told, and you can't beat that.
So will you be organising one of these in the near future?
Not today, but what we have been talking about is the importance of taking this further and building on this, and there's discussions about how we're going to do it and make it even a bigger and stronger Asia-Pacific event.
Finally, if somebody is listening to this in 30 years' time from the archive, what would you say to them?
Once again, we have come a long way. Like if someone 25 years ago, when we passed law reform, would say what we have achieved, we would be going, oh, yeah, well. But each story of liberation and that what rights people will have been built on a past, and never to forget that past and the passion of people who have fought for that. We must always honour